And turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. Recently, I had a conversation with a coworker about the nature of God, Christ, man, and salvation. And his religious tradition rejects the great truths of the Bible. And we were finding very little upon which we could agree. And finally, in desperation, he says, "Well, surely you agree that we are all children of God." And I'd like to go over a bit of Ephesians that was the source of my response to him. Beginning in verse 1 of chapter 2, let me read. This is Paul's letter to the church there, and he's talking to Christians. He says, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." Both here and throughout Scripture, the Bible, far from painting us as all children of God, paints us as rebels, children of wrath, sons and daughters of disobedience, who have set our minds and our hearts against God and His rightful claim upon us. And as a consequence of that, we are under His judgment and destined for hell. But Paul doesn't end there. He goes on in verse 4, says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come He might show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." How can we not love and worship and praise and magnify and glorify a great God like this, who has lavished His love upon us by raising us with Christ, by giving us an inheritance, and is committed both now and throughout the ages to lavish His kindness upon us? This is only possible through what was done at the cross, through Christ's redemption, giving of Himself for the forgiveness of our sins. Because we are children of wrath, and because God has promised to judge sin, His Son came as a sacrifice for our sins and as a payment so that we could have peace with God and truly become His children. Today, we remember, as Christ commanded us to, this wonderful transaction by sharing the bread and the cup in communion. These are symbols of His body broken and His blood shed. And if you're a Christian, having recognized your sinful condition before God, repenting of it, trusting Christ for salvation, and then living in obedience to Him through the power of the Holy Spirit, we invite you to join us today as we share the communion. However, if this does not describe you, and by your own admission, you're a person who would say that you're not one who has trusted Christ, we're certainly glad you're here. And our prayer is that today may be the day of salvation for you. But as communion is for believers, we ask that as the elements come to you, you simply pass them by. And if you have questions about what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be transformed from a child of wrath to a child of God, I'd love to share with you afterwards, or you can speak with anyone on the worship team, among the elders, or if you came with someone, whoever brought you. As we get ready to prepare our hearts, the men will come forward and will pass out the elements. Please hold them, and when everyone is served, we'll take communion together.